This episode of Our Fair City is brought to you by Field Notes Brand. USA-made memo books and other products, including seasonal limited editions. Visit fieldnotesbrand.com or 400 North May in Chicago.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
That is an interesting sound. Daniels, this may be important. When was the last time the sump pumps were checked?
The waters are coming, dear listener. A great flood, the likes of which no one, not even the glorious founders, could have predicted. Our story today depicts the events of that tragic day, but remember, dear listener, to shun the apostates who claim it was the result of a change in our climate. The rain that fell was the result of circumstances that coincide once in a millennium. And only alarmists and charlatans believe otherwise. Any such individuals may be reported to your local street safe office for pickup and disposal.
Grayson, stop playing! One pull on the rope means caution. And two means an attack!
Two arms!
Ah. Wake up, Tim! We gotta go!
I'm up. Where's Captain Allison?
She's on watch. We'll meet her at the entrance. Grayson, wait! You gotta carry me!
Sorry, Jack. Your legs. I forgot.
Captain Allison, what's out there?
Shh, keep your voice down.
Wait, Archie, what are you doing here? You're not a watch.
I don't know.
He's keeping me company.
He's what?
Oh, I think that's nice.
Shh, what's out there?
We haven't seen anything, but we can hear them. Listen.
I don't hear anything.
Shh, be very quiet and listen.
Oh, yeah, I hear it.
I can't tell how many there are.
I can't hear a thing!
Shh, they'll hear you!
What?
They will hear you!
Well, of course they will. They already know we're here, don't they?
Yes, but...
Come at me, you armored freaks!
Shh!
Grayson, my boy, give me that! Come and get it! In the good old wastefield number 3, there's folks that you can eat! You'll remember just how good they were next time you take a sheet!
Hey, I made that!
Why would you bring it with you when there's an ant alarm?
It makes me feel safe, ever since I lost my blanket.
While it's comforting in a weird way to see that none of you have changed at all, we really need to figure out what to do.
That train's still in the way. We can't even get out there to take a look.
No, we got the emergency door open. Someone could climb through over the debris.
Mm-hmm. And whoever should that be?
Hey, don't look at me. My legs are broke. How convenient for you. Well, why don't you go?
I said I'll go.
I'm an important celebrity.
Stop it, you two.
I will go.
What?
I'll go check it out. If I'm not back in 10 minutes, well, I don't know. Say some nice words about me.
But your leg.
I do just fine. Thank you very much. I'll be going now.
Well, I guess not all of you stayed the same.
Make it stop!
I'm sorry, but I just don't know what it wants. I fed it, changed its waste-absorbing pad, I even gave it its favorite toy.
Sorry, I couldn't help, Dr. West.
That's all right, my boy. You tried. I'm sure the meat wall will release you once it's settled down.
Stay calm, Andrew. You're going to be fine.
I could kill it. I'm good at killing.
Sometimes Emerson will howl when he feels lonely. Have you tried simulating various pack behaviors? Perhaps you could nuzzle it or let it sniff your shoulder after rolling in excrement.
Make it stop, West, or I will.
There's no need for that, Emily.
Doctor, it's Dr. K. Caligari.
I can't hear you. Perhaps we could step into the hall. Oh, apparently it wanted me to open the door.
Stop it! Just leave it open.
A result isn't scientific until it's replicable.
Well, that's true, but it's hardly the point. You can observe your cacophonous meat wall when I'm not in the lab.
What's it doing?
It appears to be leaving. I'm sorry, Andrew. It would be scientifically irresponsible to interfere with its behavior.
Oh, Andrew!
Okay, let me go.
Ah, there you are. All's well that ends well, yes?
I should have killed it.
Now, where's it going to? Huh. This is going to be fascinating. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen.
West?
Which of you knows how to swim?
He's back! What did you see, Clear Skies?
The ants.
We gotta go.
I knew it.
We've beaten them back before.
With fire and fresh fighters, and Allison dropped a train on them.
We don't have any of that anymore.
No, it's not them. They're just leaving. And I think I know why. It's this. There's water everywhere. It's coming in through the air ducts and the people mover tunnels and even seeping from the walls. It's getting worse. We have to leave right now.
But the ants.
They're not our biggest problem anymore. Get everyone up and moving. Go!
How bad can it be? It's just a little water.
Listen, I looked down the elevator shaft around the corner. That water is rising fast. Every level below us must already be flooded. We don't have much time.
You may have a point, Tim. We need to get everyone up and ready to move.
I'm on it! Away!
Everyone else, grab shovels in case we need to fight.
You heard the captain. Move!
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go!
But, Captain, what about Jack?
My legs. You have to carry me.
I can do that.
And don't jostle me. I'm in pain.
All right. We'll take the lead. Grayson, you follow us up with Jack and the rest of the wounded.
Okay. Here we go, Jack. Could you put your arm around my shoulder there? Good. And...
Ah! You're twisting my leg!
Sorry! All right. Here we go.
Ah! Watch it!
I'm sorry!
How's it going there?
We're having a little trouble. Navigating.
Well, it only gets worse out here. The wet floor is slippery as glass.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's get you back up.
Ow! Stop, stop, stop. Put me down, you oaf. This isn't working. You gotta rig me up a papoose or something.
I don't think we have time for that, Jack.
Well, you can't just leave me here. He's right, we can't.
Well, what can we do?
I got an idea. Some of the bubbles still have air in them, right? I could have a raft and ride it out here.
What if the whole waste field floods to the brim?
Nah, come on. Look how big it is. There's no way it can get that bad.
This is our only option.
I'll be fine. Get moving. Archie, I'll see you soon, okay? I am not emotionally equipped to handle this.
Sure you are. It's funny, just like everything else.
It's not. There's nothing funny about this.
Come on. What do you call a guy with two broken legs in a flood?
What?
Bob. Get it?
Jack. This is serious.
You're just jealous. I'll be coming for your job. Hey, did you hear the one about the ant that lost his olfactory antenna? Now he smells awful.
It's my mole person joke. Not your best.
I didn't know you listened to the show.
Of course I do. Now get out of here. What are you gonna do? Get up and make me? Ah. We're coming back for you.
I'll be right here.
Time to go. Good luck, Jack.
You too, Captain.
Good luck, Jack.
Good luck.
Later.
Old man.
You'll be fine. Move it.
Snitch, get the atomizer up on that shelf. No, the good atomizer. Wilkins, clear those books off to make room. Elizabeth, you stack the chairs on top of the table. We need more space. Simon, just put that down. Dora, you're in charge of the live specimens. West, what are you doing?
The city is what, 20 square kilometers at most? I'm not just estimating here, but would you say roughly half of that space has been excavated? And where? How far down? Oh. Emily, look.
I'm rather busy at the moment.
I think this is important.
What am I looking at?
This is my rough calculation for how long we have until the city is flooded.
That's not very long, but it should be enough time to pack at least some of the important equipment for transport. We can...
Oh, Emily. I'm sorry. I was unclear. This number is how long we have until the city floods. This much smaller number? This is my estimate for this level.
West.
Yes, Emily?
This is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I suppose. We should go.
Now! Everyone, stop what you're doing. We're leaving. Son of a sow, how did this happen?
I rather wonder how your city hasn't flooded sooner, being underground without working pumps, you know.
We can talk about why you didn't say anything once we're on high ground. We're gonna stick together on this one, and we have to move fast. Partner up. Dora, take care of Simon. Emerson can look after himself.
Oh, how exciting.
Wilkins and Snidge, keep an eye on each other.
Of course we will.
Aww.
West and Elizabeth, of course.
And I will be your partner.
Ah, Monty! In all the excitement, we'd nearly forgotten about you.
How touching.
You're already in a tank.
The stasis circuitry is not waterproof. If I am left behind, I will die.
What idiot designed your hardware?
I did. I did not foresee this eventuality.
The great Dr. Montgomery Morrow, indeed.
Well, we can't just leave him!
I don't see a choice. I'm sorry, Doctor.
That means so much to me. To be clear, if I had a sarcasm function, I would activate it now.
Oh, I think she got it, Monty.
We can take him with us.
No, Snidge, that tank weighs a ton.
More, actually, it's 1,538 kilograms.
And you can lift that?
Well, no, not me, but watch. We can get him up on this trolley and take him with us.
We still need to lift him onto your trolley.
Right. So we place these atomizers here and here, and then use these as levers. We reduce the effective load by a factor of 10, and we have two people lift him. Easy as pie.
Andrew, that's very impressive.
It's just science.
That's not science, it's engineering. But I think it'll work. All right, Snidge, you're in charge, and you have... West, let me see that paper. You have 2 minutes. Make it happen.
Right. Mom, you and Simon will use the levers.
Tim, you get a move on.
I'm trying, Captain.
Don't make me climb down there and carry you.
Honest, ma'am, that doesn't sound half bad.
Not far now.
Be specific.
Two more decks.
More specific.
A deck, my boy.
No.
Okay, let's get his front wheels up. It's too heavy.
I've got this one, Andrew.
Can we rest for a minute?
Look at the water rising beneath you. What do you think?
No.
Ants! Everybody get ready!
Engad!
Here they come!
And there they go. Aw, curious.
Not really. They're carrying their larva. Don't you see? They're fleeing the total destruction of their colony at the hands of the pitiless flood.
I know how they feel. Don't gawk. Keep moving.
Ah! Old man!
Ah! Hold on, I'm coming. Grab my axe handle and hang on.
Thanks.
Emerson! No!
Ant people, get ready!
Ah! Miss Alice.
Miss Alice! It's you!
Get off, both of you!
And you brought friends!
Introductions will have to wait. The water's right behind us.
My estimate was accurate. You hear that, Emily? I was right.
There's a way out, just around the corner.
A way into the tower?
A way outside. An old hatch.
Precisely where we're headed. Shall we?
Little help, please.
Sorry.
It's wet out here.
It's wet in there, too.
The snow is melting. I've never seen it like this.
Bodies. The dead disposal fields, they'll thaw. They'll wake. Woken. Everyone. Woken are coming.
But now we can expect the bodies to experience ordinary decomposition.
What?
Detritivores will consume the remaining tissues. Soon enough, there will be no bodies. Only compost. So that won't be so bad, will it?
Well, no, I suppose not.
By the founders. Look at the tower.
Classic swarm behavior. They're climbing.
They?
The ants, of course.
We can't stay here. What if they see us?
Oh, I guarantee they will.
Sully!
My name is Catherine Sullivan. My children were killed by the arrogance and carelessness of Heartlife. And today, I shall finally see justice done.
Sully?
A new queen has risen. Now everyone will suffer as I have suffered.
One ant? That's what you brought with you? I've eaten one ant for breakfast.
I've literally seen him do it.
There is only one queen. But we are many.
Back inside. Everyone, now. What do we do?
If we split up, they won't be able to track who went which way. They'll be confused.
Hunting packs often only pursue prey that corresponds to their collective biomass. They may not be comfortable splitting up.
My group will head for the atrium. It's the highest point indoors.
Oh, nice for you. Where do you expect us to go?
I know a place, a secret place, very high up.
How? You haven't left your museum for decades.
Longer. But long ago I helped to build it. It was made to be permanent. It is still there.
It'll have to do.
And you wanted to leave me behind. Again, to clarify, if I had a sarcasm function, I would have...
Stoic, Popsicle. Let's move.
And move they did. But where are they going? The mysterious and ancient Dr. Morrow leads them to a secret place from his shadowed past. But will it be a place of safety or of death? Find out next time as the story of Our Fair City continues.
Loyal Policies, this is Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for the penultimate episode of Season 6 of Our Fair City. For those of you in the Chicago area, you've got a chance coming up to see Our Fair City performing a new live show, Tidings of Comfort and Mandatory Joy, Friday, December 18th at IO Chicago, opening for Improvised Star Trek. There are more details at OurFairCity.com. Speaking of which, Improvised Star Trek is a fellow podcast from the Chicago Podcast Cooperative. Improvised Star Trek is an improvised parody of Star Trek featuring the adventures of the crew of the USS Sisyphus, a slightly less enterprising starship. Find out more about them at theimprovisedstartrek.com. Finally, creating a season of Our Fair City like Season 6 is a massive undertaking. At a fairly conservative estimate, it takes the Heartlife team roughly 10 hours to create 1 minute of finished podcast. If you want to help support the incredible team of artists we have working on this project, there are a number of ways you can do that. We have a newly opened web store at OurFairCity.com where you can get prints, t-shirts, and more. You can also head to iTunes and leave us a rating and review. These really help us stay visible to new loyal policies. Thank you all again so much for your support, and as always... we'll see you in the tunnels.